Simeon Aleph, Sif Beis. Well, we did the Sif. We didn't finish all the Mishaburas. All the Mishaburas have cut in Yud. So the case was the guy did the Tevi'ah, and he saw what was Eben al-Gabov, and telling him Shtul Shemoah. So we have a click in the Rambam of the Rosh. What's the status? The Rambam says Posel. It's a cut in Yud. The Sirli, the Tevi'ah Chom, the Dait is an Afshe Ovid. Hoitzayis the Mashi Yisrael Metzaveh Oshiyaseh Lishmoah. The guy, the one who more says Tevi'ah Chom, the Dait is an Afshe Ovid, means that he has his own mind, that he's not necessarily listening to what the Jew says to do. La Rosh Kosher. Okay. So the Shibur B'Shach Chaka She'en Li Yisrael She Yitveyu Lishma. There's no Jew available to spin it Lishma. So yes, Yisrael Chal said you can miss Yisrael Chal on the Rosh. But if it's not a shasat chak, you should not rely on the rosh. Keep a very broad kosher shadas. The Torah says, "Mordechai gam kin karama." So it's not just the Rambam and the rosh, but it's also Tosis in general, not the rosh and the Mordechai, which means the Bali Tosis himself, which is the Tosis of the rosh and the Mordechai. Two of them out of the three Bali Tosis are saying not like the Rosh, right? They're saying like the Rambam.
The Rosh himself holds his left phalanx, or imitates the Dievid.
The Rosh holds his left chachilo. I mean, it's kosher.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. Yud Beis. So when again she say you sell ma'at, like it says later on along Beis and Yerodeya by Tefillin and Sefer Torah. So that the Mishavur Yud Beis when again she says it calls the Rosh. That the many the Rambam mentions still only helps according to the Rosh. Of the Rambam Lemahani calls that even if the Yisrael the Mishayeya, it's not going to be sufficient because the guy is doing that the Nafshe. I mean, he's doing it with whether you're Mishayeya or not doesn't make it, you know, doesn't make him listen more. As long as he's doing part of the process and he's doing it that the Nafshe. You cannot define the process with your contribution, and therefore the result will be that it's not lishma, or it's partially not lishma. Therefore, what do you do? V'ayin v'afredim z'maski d'minig zeh hu al tzal yir sitoiv. What we're saying is in the Shiva's a Rosh that it's kosher the Rosh, it's preferable that you saw some Yisrael also, but Mikra Din is kosher even without the Yisrael Yisrael at all, because the Yisrael is telling him what to do. Okay. And furthermore, if the Yisrael is not directing him what to do, the fact that he's helping won't solve the problem. The time along, Messiah, and Ramamish, the more says Messiah, doesn't become a Baal HaMaisa, that it defines what the Maisa is.
Why does the Siwa help the Am? What's the...
I mean, it's interesting what he says. Worse is the rule, Messiah and Bamanish. Messiah and Bamanish usually means a case where A is doing the Maisa and A can do it without B, and B is just being Messiah, so the Maisa is defined by A. What's interesting over here is you're going to have, even if that would be different, even if it would be he'd be Mamish contributing, even if he's contributing, well, the Maisa, the guy is also contributing, and that part is not Lishma.
Right.
So I'm not sure why it's come on the Messiah and Mamish.
To join the deer shoshir.
Oh, please.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I'm from New York, and I'm trying to to do it.
Okay. I'm not sure. We might be a little bit behind. I'm not sure.
It's okay. I'm just listening. I can't tell.
Okay.
Thank you.
So we're dealing with a case where the goy is spinning the threads for the tzitzis. So it's not kosher if the goy spins the threads for the tzitzis. If he saw being Arbel Chabob and telling him what to do, so that's what Chalikus in the Rambam, that it doesn't work according to the Rosh, that would work. Okay. The last point is to finish up the. I want to see someone in Bir Locha, but let's just finish up the Mishaburas. The end of the Sif, now he moved from after Tavia, which is spinning, he moved to Shazira, which is then you take the threads and you make multiple threads together in your sitzes. You ply them. So that's called Shazira. Shazira also has to be Lishma. So the Mishabura, you give him all the tzrichim. This halacha is not going back to the case of the goy. This is saying a general statement. I mean, we would have really written the Shulchan Aruch as a separate sif. Now, I'm not sure why it wasn't a separate sif. You know, he finished the thought, the case of a goy does it, and the thought, new thought. Shazira needs to be Lishma. I'm not sure why it's not. The Gemara is basically saying it's not going back and before. That's one. I'm not going back to the case of the goy did it. The Shomel Hani, the poison, I feel him. Shazara and Achakaf Yisolishmon. Don't think what he was saying was the following: in a case where the goy spun the thread, not lishmo, and it's possible. But if he still then takes the threads and he shows them together, that solves the problem. That does not solve the problem. Okay. Shazira, what Shazira? Is Mishabur Yudal? How does she Ichbaleim Acher Tviya Lishnayim Yishuzim? So you fold it over, and then you twist them together that they stick together. You want to make it eight? You can make it eight. The Tamla Shazira. Why do we need this? Why do we need Shazira? Okay. So the Tanam Sifri, Basulam Tzitzis, you have to make an extension, a fringe. Shmeyani Yasa Tzitzis Kumashu, just put anything on. Tamalomer Basul Tzitzis Hakanov, Pseil Techele. So it has to be Pseil. Okay. So Pseil means Batalbi Bishoser. It has to have Tvia and then Shazira. It has to be spun and then it has to be multiplied. Where do you see that? Mishabura says Tupshatim. Either because Pirsh Kain Mishkan the Havi Shazer, the same scalus that you had in the Mishkan, which that we know from Chazal, had multiple plies in it. So over here also it's the same. Inami it's Tam Psila Hishazura, or just the word Psil itself, it means that it's Shazer. So Mishabura is not sure if the Lashon Shazer Psil means Shazer intrinsically, or we're comparing it to the Mishkan where it definitely was Shoser. Eli Elo Tchelis. Love him in Ayin. So that's referring to the Psil Tchelis. How do you know the white part has to be also Shoser? So more answers. The Sifri answers, which is the first quote in the Sifri. Omra Taro. Tain Tchelis Tain Lovin. Mat Tchelis Tobi Vishoser. Af Lovin Tobi Shoser. That the only difference between the two is the fact that, that this is tchelis, it's died. But otherwise, how you process that will be the same. The Bir Locha will talk about the preferred number that we need. So we'll take a little look at that piece of the Bir Locha also. That's finished. Mishnah Berurah. Lishma, it has to be Shazer Lishma. V'tiba Eilachu Hakol B'Chal Asiya. The Kaim on the Tzarek Lishma. We say Tzviya needs Lishma. Tzlav Dafka Tzviya means Tzviya in any further step in the process. So there'll be the Tzviya. There'll be the Shazira. It'll be putting it into the bag. The Taliya. The act of being toilet in the bag, all those will need the Shema. Because we're going to rum the app, but the even ma'akev even by hushes during the shmon. The shmon is ma'akev even b'di'evid in the shazira also. Now, veish makilim b'di'evid af built the shazira. Some say no, that b'di'evid, that as long as the tefillah was the shmon, the shazira is not going to be ma'akev. He doesn't like that. So we introduced an idea before of kolosal das v'shenu oisa, which means when you first start the process, if you designate that this process is for the purpose of lishma, if that's true, so then everything which continues on in the process is automatically lishma. So that includes if you start your tviya, the rest of your tviya. And now he's in the Kaddish that not only is that true by the Tzviya, but it'll also be true by the Shazira, which comes after the Tzviya. It's not just the full act of Tzviya. You start at Lishma, the rest of it is called Lishma. But even the next step of the process, which will be the Shazira, would also be included. So that's what he argues in a case where you did it Stam, not where you did it before Shalom Lishma. Did it Stam, you can be Samach on that Tzvur. Okay, now we have a few things over here we want to look at over here in the Bir Locha. So he's talking about the first part. He's talking about this issue of the Rosh says. The Shulchan Aruch says the Rosh says if the guy is doing it, the Israel is Emel al Gab of telling him to do the Shema, it works. So that says Beis Yosef says the Rosh is really talking about by the process of doing Ibud on Aris for Tefillin, and we're extrapolating from the process of Ibud by Aris for Tefillin to making tzitzis. So the real locha be so omen al gabay. She says, starts off with I'm Beis Yosef. Shalom and Zemi did ibud. Sheikh Shari and Rosh be so omen al gabay. He learns it out from ibud. So the problem is he brings I'm Vadakam Ravavav, Kishu Kivager, Shari Chrenim, Shatam al Beis Yosef. They all ask a question on the Beis Yosef. The halotam of Rosh Achilik ben get the meal of ibud. By get the goy omen al gabay is a fair shake. Gemara, that's the nafshik call. That's a fair shake Gemara. Gemara getting in the second pair. And a guy is not kosher to write a get lishma. He's the one that did the nafshik. So Rosh saying over here by ibud, it's okay. He's listening to you. What's the difference in get? We don't trust him to listen to you. And over here we do trust him to listen to you. Should the get be in? Should be in a sheyichtiv kol tarav a get lishma? Zelo yasa. It's a prolonged process. He has to write all the different parts of the get properly lishma. That he won't do. Of the ibud, like being an elul, but tefillah say ibud, yasakel m'shem yisrael, shemel of that asakein. You throw it into the batch. You think the shema, and that's it. Done. The whole thing is one moment. So one moment, listen to the Jew and do the shema. That you'll do. Okay. So now, v'chevin mila, kima the berega who oisem v'ali yasad daitin yisrael mashu yermaloi. So. If you hold an Akum, it can do Mila. The only problem is he has to do Mila Lishma, so we can solve that problem. You tell him to Lishma, listen to you for that second. How long does a Mila take? Okay. He says the problem with that, but the problem is by sits is the spinning is each step is the constant action of the spinning. So the parallel is not a good parallel. That should be more like get. That's his question.
This is the general principle. Rava says.
So he suggests an answer.
You
don't need the moment of rega. The point is, as long as it's not nimshach zman harbe, the get takes a long time. To making a few threads, you know, people know what they're doing. It doesn't take that long at all. So that's why it would be acceptable. Now, four lines from the bottom. Being K.
Since the shiurim are not similar, like the staggering.
Okay. The Fizeh, right after the, about the 7-8 words into the line. The Fizeh, Nimshechos Hatzvias Man Harbe. So if this is the argument, that the reason why it's kosher is because the Rosh, the Rambam holds it's possible. The Rosh says it's kosher because for a moment he'll focus on what you're telling him, he'll do it based on what you said. So if it's going to take a long time, near the Kuliyam, the Mahani of Menagabah.
This is a general principle by all
they learn the Yarmulan Yehudi, Oidapam, Shiasa, the Shema, Oidapam, they keep reminding him.
General principle.
Philip, we get this Kasha Levin saying, but we get all Sikhs saying the same thing. Terrence is, we say, I'll listen to you once, you keep chapering me, I'm not interested. So by Tvi also.
Okay.
It has to be a short period of time.
Things that
have been shared
don't join together.
Ken Shakasa Leo Mine, Tvili sits at the talus.
That's true. That's the worst question. That's what my
like we have in the factories. That is not what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. So he introduces this idea of that you can't have the workers there being going according to the Rosh, that the whole day they're going to have to constantly refresh their Lishma, that you can't rely on the goy. Even the Israel, we tell them. Now, Bechlal, regards to what is he touching on factories, one of the biggest questions was factory made tzitzis. Now, that everybody agrees you can't put the tzitzis into the bag. You need someone to put the tzitzis into the bag. They're not doing the two machines. But making the threads, they have a chance to make the threads. But you need the shmo. So no problem. I come in the morning, I have a big machine, there's all this fiber, the, press the button, I think, push the button, and that's it. The rest of the day, it's all working based on my original act of pushing the button.
Act matzah.
So this is the machine matzah shayla. Right, it's the exact same shayla as the machine matzah.
What does it say over there?
So the person who handles the shayla, they lock the two together. So there are a few questions in this. There is A, is the Baklal the Muslim of the Shema? By pushing the button, thinking the Shema, does that mean the mice of the machine is called the Shema? Right? That's one question. The second question is, even if it is true, how long does it last? Applying that, there's a Sugyas of Gemara in Sanhedrin, the more it's talking about a morbid case, the more it's talking about a case where a person kills Ayin Egrom. So he takes a fellow, he ties him up, puts him in front of a dam, lies the guy down, no water there, and you kill him. He goes over to the dam and moves the dam. The water comes and he drowns the fellow. So Morris says that he's it's only grown. So what's Karech Rishon? Karech Rishon. So the different pshatim in the Rishonim, but the Ramah, the Meir Lega Belefka, the Chushay Ramah in Sanhedrin says, if there's water built up behind the dam, so he takes the dam away, that water immediately moves forward and hits the person. So that's the equivalent of throwing the water on the person. There's no difference between throwing the water on the person or taking this away and letting it fall on them. That's called your mice. There's water upstream, which, now that the dam is gone, the water's going to flow. So the more said, the first flow of water which was there, which he threw on the person, that's called mice. The water which comes afterwards, which now is able to get them because he took away the dam, that's called a grum. He's not chayav for that. So the place that handles the shiloh, so how do you deal with pushing the button? So the first rush of electricity goes to the machine, that's your mice. Now the machine's going for 5-10 hours, there's electricity coming from the electric company through the wires, that should be a grow. So even some of the small works, it works for the first rega. It doesn't work for the rest of the time. So that's the part of the argument. So it comes along, there's a sefer called Maisa V'Groma V'Halacha, a very original name. Maisa V'Groma V'Halacha from Rav Halperin. He's the head of the Chon Mad'i Technologi L'Bayit V'Halacha. Right? So this is his field, this type of thing. So he wrote a whole sefer, Maisa V'Groma V'Halacha. He suggests that there's a madrega in between. or which might have been of a mice. Let's change the scenario. Let's say the water. All right, so the scenario we have a dam here. Here's the water. Here's the fellow, right? And take away the dam. The water. The first water does not kill him, drown him. The later water finally drowns him. But that's not his mice. Okay, change the scenario. The fellow is here. The water is going here. This fellow comes and he diverts the channel of the water to bring the water to here. Means without his diversion, it never would have come here. Right? So, you know, he built an aqueduct to bring the water. So he wants to suggest that's not just a groan. I mean, every rag of water which flows, it was his mice which brought it there. By him creating the connection, all the water which will flow, even the water which is further up, is now going through his mice to come to the person. So he called it Sias Gesher. He made a bridge. So he wants to be Mechadish, and Sias Gesher might be more common than a groan. So he says, well, electricity, what happens is when you complete the circuit, now electricity is able to flow there. You completed the circuit. That being said, so all electricity which will continue to flow through the circuit afterwards is all considered your mice. That's better than just a groan. That's what he suggests. Not everybody accepts that argument. So the mice, at the end of the day, you did X, but now something else is causing why, you know, it's taking advantage of what you're doing. But that's your blind groan. Further argument is the definition of Brahma versus Maisa. Let's say I have a system which is in place. So there's a letter from Chaim Oizer to the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish came there to sell in the 30s. And one of the big issues was you had some farmers milking cows in Shabbos was a major issue. What to do? You can't, you know, the animals have to be milked because it's very painful land if you don't milk it, etc. Halacha says you have to have all the milk. You can't do it to take the milk. It's more a circle of gufa, it'll be kai. If it goes straight into ibun, it's more than a circle of gufa, and it's potter. So for tzar of the animal, it's mutter. So that's, you know, shalas, you know, you have, you know, that's, you know, you have two cows is one thing. You have, you know, you have a dairy farm with, you know, thousands of animals, a tremendous amount. Is there any way to create a groma system which would be mutter to use for hasid beruva type of argument? So the question was to, they put the electric pump on the animal's udder, and then a groma turns it on. Is that considered acceptable? Those are the shadow of Chazanis, center of Chaim Oizer. So Chaim Oizer writes back a mikdav. It's a kind of singer's Chazanis standard base. He says that's not called a groma. You know, if I have a machine and the machine has like 17 little cogs inside, which A moves B, which moves C, etc. So it's a groma. I push the button, and the button moves cog A, and the cog A moves cog B, and that moves C. So that's all a groma. So that's not called groma. That's the machine.
Basically,
if there is mikra, you happen to one time, you know, there's, you know, the good old bucket on the door stick, you know, if, you know, that's a grub. But if you make a machine that every time you open the door it sprinkles, that's not grub anymore. That's the machine. Right, so that's not called grub. So that was the argument that the Chaim said. So turning it around, the hepeth, which means it's in question. That was you want, you know, you have to, in the case of the chumra, when you say that argument, the kula. So at the end of the day, machine made sitzes have become it's very questionable whether you can get some, you can introduce your lishma into the sitzes to press on the button, and even if you could, how long would it last? Now matzah, interestingly enough, might be better. Matzah might be better because we spoke about this a little bit. We were learning the halachos of shemur from the beer. Whether it's mashah, there are two different dinim in the shmo. The pasuk doesn't say the shmo by matzah; it says the dinim ushmartem is a matzah. They have to have shimur lishmo. Shimur lishmo might mean, according to which the way the mishmur seems to come out, that from the tzira, through the tchina, through the lisha, to the lisha point. The point is, you make sure no water gets there. You're not doing anything. You're just being shomer it. You have to designate it for the purpose of matzah. I'm being careful with it because I want to use it for matzah. So I don't need to actively think lishma. It's actually shomer lishma. So I have my Yiddish worker over here watching the machine, making sure the machine doesn't go haywire, and make comments. I'm being shomer lishma. From lisha ve'elet, from the moment of lisha, so then the Berlach brings up an argument. Then you need an active asiyah lishma, making it the shame of matzah mitzvah. Not everybody agrees with that Berlach. Some say the whole thing is a shmir lishma. So they give it a shmir lishma. That might be better by matzah, by machine matzah than by sitzim. Sitzim you need asiyah lishma, but then you need shmir lishma. So I'm interpret. I have my Yiddish guy over there watching me, making sure everything works properly. The shame matzah mitzvah. That's all you need. So we're obviously always mach. You know, you go to the matzah bakery and the mashgiach says, Nushim zug l'shai matzah mitzvah. Right? You know, they always say, yoy matzah mitzvah. They don't. What it says is just, you watch everybody. You know? We don't say that. You need active lishma. But he does, there are definitely akhredim who suggest that you don't need active lishma. So according to them, she matzah would be better. Okay, it's one birlo. Take a look at the next birlo. He says, so Sichel Shazira. So the Mishabura says that Shazira means you fold it over, it's one thread, make it to two threads.
Yeah, how about Rabba's teeth itself? If I ask Rabba, what do you mean? Air and tzach. Also the same shear, right? It's small sukkah. Rabba said, no, you don't understand. Over there, it's not, it doesn't do with those teeth having the same shear. But it has to do with that the sukkah lacks the
So take a look about halfway down this Birlacha. A little bit more. About eight lines up from the end of the Birlacha. V'ayin bar tzachai.
The Surah Amri, the city of Surah, they said it's a Surah, they said it was a Surah.
You have to check it off.
We also have to remember,
ready for a brand new shot of the car, you just go to the
So I'm after the Chaim, he says, I have to go myself. Shehem the Yeshua the Mitzvah and the Mukher, Taib Shiyuah Kalachut Kavu Lishmaino. So he brings the sheet that was told that it's preferred that your tzitzit should be Kavu Lishmaino. There means there should be eight threads in there. Right? Okay. So it's basically more and more Numa. The more says that the begotten, the big day kuhuna, the more discusses was it a six ply or an eight ply? The more seems to say that there's a musig of by a begot, you make an eight ply. Remember, Semei Anil and Mahajan, the Kizdaf and Kabbal Shmoyna, Shokabon and Rock, the Mitzim and Amuf, for the Kuliyam. So people could run out to make sure you get Kabbal Shmoyna, which is a heater. Hello, Yosu Roylam, the Chatzil Lahadar al Tzitzis Lay the Imehem Tzuim, which is Ermli Shmoyan, Kedin Ayre Yisrael, Kiyesh Makamashim Sakhom Litzvah Tzitzis Lay the Goy, but Tzimi Yisrael. Okay, Gavla and Kulis. So if you want to look for a Chumrah, it's much. Kabbal Shmoyna is not a ma'akim. It's a hitter. Yeah. If it's a year yourself versus a goy doing it, the Shmoyna, that's a quite questionable issue. So I'd be much more ma'akim around that lakuda than start working on Kabbal Shmoyna. I think the modern version of it is, you know, the Taliyah, you need Taliyah Lishma also. So how do you know the guy did the Taliyah Lishma? So you have to know that the person was, you know, so if you make your own tzitzis, you're glicklach, right? You make your own tzitzis. Hopefully you think Lishma and you're good. You didn't make your own tzitzis. How do you know the guy did Lishma? So there's a mashgiach to make sure that they do Lishma. Right? So do you trust the mashgiach? So the same way you have to trust your mashgiach for meat, you have to trust your mashgiach. So mechatesh, you trust the mashgiach. You know, so it's tzitzis.com, you know. We have kosher tzitzis. I don't know if we have kosher tzitzis. It's tzitzis.com. I'm sure it's not there yet. It'll be there soon. So you need a good hechsher. So I'm makban a couple shmoyner, but I also be makban that I know who the mashkiach is. Rabbi Machshir on my tzitzis. I actually had a chaver, his Zayda, you know, he had some type of business that he was working on. He retired. He took a job in a tzitzis factory.
What?
And he made tzitzis. Lishmo, you know, that was his job. He sat and made tzitzis the whole day. That was his. That was a person. I was going to get sitzes, I'd try. I knew the Zayda. I'd be very comfortable with those sitzes. You know, it's like you know who your shaykhid is. You know who your taiva is. You know. Okay. Well, that's true too.
If you're machmir and you tie your own tzitzis, then you can have a couple of mine already. I don't see them as mutually exclusive. Maybe
no, he's not.
In those days, they didn't have much money, so they had to make choices like that.
Right, it wasn't.
Not, one has something to do with, you know, I'm saying you could have that and that.
No, 100%. 100%. You're just saying that people are running.
Kavashmais basically means that if you take a tzitzis string, you see 8 threads in there.
Right.
Aren't they all like that?
That can be couple bays.
But it always looks like 2, but then within the 2 there's more. Right.
Right. So the mikra that you need chosen has to be couple of shnayim. That's the secret. It has to be couple of shnayim.
Like 2 strings.
So it'll be 2, right.
This one probably has.
This is 8. Couple of shnayim. Right.
So why is it like. But if you start twisting it, you see there's 2 main ones there. And each one has.
Each one has multiple ones.
So why do they make it like 2 main ones? Is there any reason why?
Well, it's interesting.
And it's wound, those two are wound together.
So the
how
way,
does that work?
The way I understand it is, you know, they for the most part, eventually they start fraying, but they stay together, God's fine, for a very long time.
Some people don't like to, how luckily to put a little knot on the top.
Right.
So if you put a knot on the top, it stops fraying.
Yeah, but why do they stay? What's the logic behind where they stay? So there's a chokhmah to it. It's actually, when you're shoizer them, the machine does a shazir of one thread clockwise, one set of threads clockwise. It does a shazir of another set of threads a counterclockwise.
Why is it clockwise?
Then it wraps them around together, and they're fighting each other in the directions.
Mm-hmm.
So they stay together. So the advantage of having the two gives you that.
Okay.
Gives you that
the connection.
The way you're able to, one goes Z, and they go like this.
Yeah.
And then you put the two together, and they hold each other in place.
Yeah. It's from the Namukhar that one string is made up of 8 smaller ones.
What? So you start out with an animal, you have fibers. You have fibers of wool from animals. You take them, you comb them out, you stretch them out, then you spin them. That becomes one thin thread. Then I take many threads and I mix and I wind them together. That's called shazira. So shazira has to be at least a loch, it has to be shows, it has to be at least 2. We do 8. Standard nowadays is 8. Couple shmoyim. I remember when I used to buy a couple argo, but it's available also. I haven't seen couple argo anymore. It's like you know.
It must be weaker though.
It's weaker. And it was cheaper. You know,
it's cheaper. So then if it gets stuck on something, it's guaranteed that it's gonna tear.
Okay.
You're allowed to have more than 8?
Yeah.
I mean, 8 is does it take away from the 8 if you have, let's say, 10 or 12? I mean,
it's problematic.
One stronger one or something?
I don't think so. There'll be a new system, new thing. Right?
That's a very strong
new innovation in Kumar.
No, it's not a Kumar. I'm just saying it would be stronger.
Okay. Well, at some point in time, it's too much that it makes it unwieldy.
Yeah.
Okay. Gimel in the spark of Mishizirosan Avanasu Shishaoser is Ksher. So you had 8 threads hanging down. And when you look down, you know, it says, well, it looks like 16. You know, your threads, each thread came apart, and now you have 16 things hanging there instead of 8, right? So that's kosher. If the part which is is still plied is the amount which you could be able to make a knot. You know, it's long enough that you can wrap around itself and make a knot out of it. So that amount is still shozer, so the fact the rest of it is fraying, coming apart, is still kosher. Now, I would prefer tying off the knots on the bottom and not having it come apart.
That's something that you have to come up with. That's what happened to me.
Okay. Tesai. Shabur Tesai. Nasa Shizal. All eight Kutim became apart.
So
the boost of the ratio not good. The point is even that. Who are in the spark? Shnei Kutim and Nasa Arbo. Two came, of them had a problematic, not all eight. Gam can be in the start today. So in the Chumrah of Kashrus, if two came apart, you need clear an evil. The Vachy Apostle, the Havi Kemoshin Exer Loi Shnei Chutim is Itzi Oisa. If it's not clear an evil, it's like it doesn't exist. The Apostle, in Loi Dikdek B'Shas Asiya Shia Loilam Arbo Roshim Mitzad Echol Kekamam Reishim in your days. Okay, we'll see that later on like this. What do you do? Later on, discuss the case where your tzitzis get caught up. So the law is that the shear of kedai neiva, you start with four strings, you put them through the hole, you bring them down next to itself. Now you have eight strings hanging down. Two of them with four strings, and then you tie them together, and then you wrap them around each other, etc. So let's say when you make the tzitzis, you were careful so that the final knot is the original four from one side, the original four from the other side. Because normally what happens is you make the knot, so that's four and four. Then you push them together. Then later on you pull four aside of all sides. Not taking the same four, right? But let's say you did that. So now one of them tears off. One string tears off. So I'm confident that string on the other side has to be uneven, because it has all the sides to them. Let's say a second one tears off on the same side. So I'm confident that other one also has kedai. So the halacha is two, which that even two, which only have kedai, is still kosher. Not all four, but two that have kedai is kosher. Let's say it was not careful. It's very possible when two tear, it's the same thread on the two sides. Here on the, it could be an end of them to next each other, it could be an end of a cross, and now it doesn't have, if it tears off and not kadaniva on either side, it's possible. So one of the things is you want to make sure that your tzitzis are as kosher as possible, is you keep track of the threads.
That's if you're tying them yourself.
You're tying them yourself, right? Right? So he says, when it comes to Shazira, the same issue. Shazira needs kadaniva, but if you don't have kadaniva, it's like the thread isn't there. So again, I can't have one thread which is totally not kadaniva. So if I kept them separate on both sides each time, I can be confident that I know that it remains kadaniva. Otherwise, not. How much is the share of kadaniva? I'm not sure what the number he says later on. He discusses how long it is.
So that there's enough string to do an aneva with?
Right. That's what the word means. How much do we translate that into halacha lamaisa, so what the shear is?
I think the four knots. So for sure, the other side of the string is in those four knots, isn't it?
So that is a machlokes. Is it enough to rely on that? Do I need tzitzit are defined by psil and gedil. Gedil means the part which is wrapped around, and psil is the part which is free hanging. So is it enough that I have kedai neva left within the gedil part, or I also need kedai neva in the psil part, the free hanging? So that's the big discussion that led, and the Simeon Bey is going to bring the point to Sharma about that. We're not. So it has to be enough hanging down after after all the knots, it has enough hanging available to be different than any of
it. Why is it a problem if you're not sure if the four that are on this side?
Because every thread they have over here, right? If something would happen to this, it gets caught off over here at the base. I know this is what, that there's another side to this somewhere, which is, has a full length. And one of these seven is its partner. I don't know which one, right? Now let's say two get cut off at the base. It's possible those two were really the same thread. If I hadn't been careful to keep them on different sides, I have no way to know that these two, even though right now they're on the same side, might be the two original, the same thread, two sides. So there's no Kleinim anymore. If I get them separate, so I know if I have two next to each other, they're not from the same thread. If I have one here and one here, I'm not going to look.
Also, maybe a problem.
That might be a problem, correct.
That might be more of a problem. Well,
it's not any worse than it was before. You gain, that's an error, but it's still on the same side.
If a thread is torn off, one thread, then you're always okay because there's always water.
Can I even on the side?
Is it already goes down from Lechatchila to Medieved in that case? It's only goes from Medieved? Like Lechatchila, should you be makpid even if there's one torn to tie up new ones? So it looks,
don't say that. No, it's kosher. Once you take them out, you can't put them back in like that. But
no, you just replace it with something else.
Right.
Replace it with new ones.
Right. So it's kosher. Yeah. Is there a hinder? Sure, there's a hinder. Yeah.
Is that Kaili Bianbei? It's probably not.
No. But there's a mice. There's a mice with the Rabban Rakea.
With who?
Rabban Rakea.
Yeah.
Bells in the roof. I think it was the Rabban Rakea or the Rishachad Doi. One of the two. So the person came to me. Had problems with, he doesn't say, he doesn't understand. He has sitzes, he's wearing sitzes. Right? So he promised you that you won't have a problem with the Hurim and these type of things. You talk about sitzes and it doesn't help. So he looks at the sitzes, he says, you have one torn off. He says, yeah, but this is the kosher. He says, this is the total of Laman based Kutim, which is the gematria of the word lathe. If you want your lathe to be sholem and shintaka not have problems, you have all lama beis sitz, chutin. You want to get away with less than that, with only lama aleph chutin, so you have low. So complement with name.
Wow.
That's what the bells are of.
Beautiful.
So, I don't know whether that's Kabbalistic, it's Hasidic.
It's beautiful.
But definitely he was saying there's definitely a mile of getting them all the way. Okay, let's see if we can finish Mishmaros over here. You're dying. Kadei Aniva. Va'afal gav the yesh poshim imitzuku kula. I feel an ishtai or kadei aniva. So now, later on, we're going to see. Over here, it sounds like you could have. All of them are not shazer anymore, and they're hanging down, and there's 16 chutin. As long as there's kadei aniva, two of them, it's not kabbalik. By nifsak, when they're cut off, we don't say that. By Shazir, which is not as chomer as psika, will be soymich.
Cut off from where?
After the good deal, right. This is all talking about it was only two of the couple shnayim, and it came undone, so there's no Shazir anymore. I'm a couple of Shazil Arbor, the Shmoina, Kamashimotsi Bizmaneno. When he sparkles, you should also feel he might start getting any of his kosher. Because the whole problem is they have to be Shazir. They are Shazir. Because the Kavul Shmoina came apart, now it's two pieces of Kavul Dalit. It's still Kavul Dalit. It's still Shazir. Okay, it's all kosher. So I have a new sitzes. I wear 16 sitzes. You know, the problem is the Torah says we put 8, not 16. Right? So why isn't the problem about Torah? Take a look at the Bir Halacha. He sees it as potentially as an issue. Nasr Shisa Asr. I'm a Shabra. Vin the spark lo chut echel the shnayim. Lo nisha kadeh aniva. Bavana kosher. Fine. Akadesh lo yavar al bal toisif. But you're adding more threads now. Yerim beferish lo nichalei betosefis. Oshayachto la moisir v'yishar rak shmona chut. Prima gon. Timam is taking this as a real concern. So you either have to say explicitly, I don't want it for the purpose of a mitzvah. So it's not a mitzvah. Or cut it off.
Why is it mahar that it has to be 8 and not a different number? With is that halacha l'mash masina?
No, actually, the word was it out from. I don't remember the whole drasha. The word's out from Gadil and Psil. So Gadil means that you put it. It says the word Psil, which more also means that you have to put it in, you have to fold it over on itself. And the miyad of tzitzis is has to be plural, and then you pass the mitaycha, it calls it a gadil, and it calls it gadilim, gadilim tassel l'chaz. So gadil implies, oh, that's what it says, gadil implies two threads. Because to make a gadil, you have to have two threads to start with, you know, two strings. And then it calls it gadilim. So miyad gadil shnayim, it calls it gadilim, that's arba. So then it says upsil, which means you put the arba through and you make 8. Okay. You'd guess, type leaksure. Now, so this is what Baruch mentioned before. It's better not to make the knots at the end of the thread, because then it looks like you're adding on knots. So if they did a good job, they're not going to come out. Better not to make the knots. If they're going to come out, you know, so you end up, you know, it's very, so maybe it's better you should make the knots.
Okay. Isn't that interesting that the Ramah is saying lechatchila you should not, and here it's saying lechatchila you should not. It's like literally the opposite.
Right. The Ramah is arguing on it's a Mogan of Ram. The Mogan of Ram is arguing on the Ramah. Right. That's correct. Let's hold it here.